This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, well, it's actually an email question. We have a question on spousal benefits that we will get to. But hi, I'm Jim Solnier. I'm a certified financial planner.
And I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. Chris, you and I talked about doing this email question. We received an email question 2 weeks ago, and we encourage our listeners on the blog to contact us. And we kind of covered this in the past, but we think we need to cover it again because it is a unique twist that a lot of people don't know on spousal benefits. So why don't we get to the email question first, and we can explain to our listeners what we mean by this unique twist. This is the question. It began, "Hi, guys. I have a question following the show last Saturday." For those who don't know, this gentleman was listening to our retirement planning show, and we won't bore you with that, but you can click the link in this blog and learn more about that. "My wife did not work much, and therefore, her Social Security benefit is less than 50% of mine. We plan to do the file and suspend strategy that you were talking about when we both reach our full retirement age." And he went on to say that's age 66. "We are now 62 and 61. The wife is 61, the husband is 62. He asks, "Can my wife start taking her own Social Security at 62 and then stop at age 66 so she can get 50% of mine?" He goes on to say he will not stop working and file for benefits until age 70. The short answer is yes. The long answer is no. Would you agree?
I agree. Yes, yes, with a big asterisk.
Exactly. So we're going to go in and explain a little something, and there's some blog posts you can go to get more information on a lot of this, but this has to do with an element called deemed filing, and this also has to do an element with how the file and suspend strategy works and how spousal benefits work. The key to remember here, he is asking if his wife, when she turns 62, can she get her own benefit? And then when she reaches her full retirement age, at which point she would be entitled to receive half of his PIA or half of his benefit at his full retirement age. Could she then switch to it? And the answer is, yes, but no. Let us explain. Since she will be filing for benefits before her full retirement age, they are going to subject her to two elements. The first element is they are going to restrict her to collecting the maximum benefit she is entitled to. The second element is they're going to subject her to deemed filing. Why don't you explain a little bit about both of those, Chris?
Well, the Social Security Administration, prior to your full retirement age, must calculate for you any and all benefits for which you qualify, and thus then start to pay you the maximum, which would seem logical most of the time. But there are times when a person might want to collect less now and more later on. And that's kind of what they're asking for here. Now, deemed filing really comes in also regarding your full retirement age. After your full retirement age, you are allowed certain flexibilities. You can restrict your filing. You can restrict your claim for benefits to something specific. You can choose one benefit versus another, even if it isn't the higher of the two. But prior to that, they're going to figure out your maximum benefit. They are going to deem that you are collecting your own benefit first, and then if you're owed extra, they'll top you off. They'll add the extra on top of your own benefit to get you to whatever it is that you qualify at its maximum level.
Correct. So as Chris alluded to, prior to your full retirement age, you cannot file a restricted benefit. This woman will be filing at 62, so she cannot file a restricted benefit. Therefore, Social Security, by their own rules or by their own law, they have to determine for her the highest benefit she is entitled to receive. Now, there's one key element here. We talked about this in previous blog posts. In order to receive the spousal benefit, the working spouse must be eligible for a benefit and must have filed for a benefit. And here is the loophole for this woman. The husband is 1 year older than her. He's 62. He has not filed yet, Chris. He's indicated he is going to wait to 66, file and suspend so his wife can collect a spousal benefit, but not until he's 66. He's just 62. Next year, when the wife is 62 and wants to do this, he'll be 63. Because he hasn't filed yet, she is not eligible for a higher spousal benefit. So yes, she can walk into Social Security's office and say, I'd like to file for my benefit. She'll be filing at 62, so she will receive 25% less than what she would have received of her own benefit at age 66. Then Social Security is going to look and say, oh, wait a minute, you're married. Let's look at a spousal benefit. They're going to look and they're going to say, oh, your husband hasn't filed. You're not eligible. So yes, you are going to be able to receive your benefit. That is key in this case. So let's put some dollar amounts to work here. Let's pretend that the husband has a PIA or an age 66 benefit of $1,000. And the wife has an age 66 benefit or a PIA of $400. Okay, Chris? Okay, fair enough. Now, the wife, when she turns 66, is entitled to half of the husband's PIA or $500. The wife also has a benefit of $400, but only if she claims at 66. Since she's going to claim at 62, she gets 25% less, or she would be entitled to $300. Mm-hmm. Perfect. When she goes into Social Security, they're going to say, oh, you're not entitled to receive a spousal benefit. Your husband hasn't filed. So we will give you your benefit, but because you are 62 and not 66, you will get $300. So now she begins to collect $300, and everything seems copacetic. Now, the gentleman said, when she reaches 66, can she switch to my spousal and collect half? The answer is yes, she can switch to the spousal, but she cannot collect half because the calculation is a little different. They're going to give her one little ding, one little penalty almost, for claiming her own at 62.
You have to remember there's always a penalty, essentially, for claiming before your full retirement age. In this case, when she reaches full retirement age, had she waited until then, she would have been eligible to receive half of his, or what we've stated as $500. In this case, once she reaches full retirement age and he has filed, thus unlocking the door for spousal benefits, the calculation goes like this. They're going to take what she would have gotten had she waited, which is the $400, and what she would get from his spousal, the $500, and the difference there, which is $100. And they will say, now that you're collecting a spousal, we will top you up. We will increase your benefit by $100, the difference there between the $400 and $500. Remember, she's already been collecting $300 a month since age 62, so her benefit won't go from $300 to $500 at age 66, but only from $300 to $400. So you can see it's permanently reduced from the $500 she would have gotten had she waited. But she does get some benefit there, the extra $100.
She does. She is allowed to switch. And again, the key is they don't let her just file hers at 62, and then switch to half of his at 66. They're going to say, look, because you filed early, we are going to ding you. We're going to let you switch, but we're going to ding you. And what we're simply going to do is we're going to take your primary insurance amount, $400, subtract it from your husband's spousal benefit, which is $500, and we're only going to give you that $100. That is it. They're only going to do that. They're not going to let you jump to $500. They're only going to let you jump by $100. We know this is confusing, and we apologize for that. We don't make the rules. We just interpret them. If you have any questions on this, give us a call. But the few takeaways Chris and I want you to know is the only reason this woman can claim her own benefit at 62 and then switch to the spousal is because at 62, the day she went in to file, she was not eligible for any other benefit. If she was, she would not be able to do this.
And if her husband had filed when she's 62, they would have deemed her collecting her own and then also receiving the extra from the spousal benefit. But remember, these are reduced because she's at 62. So if she is forced to take the spousal benefit at 62, she doesn't get the full $500. She gets $350. That's the reduction for a spousal benefit at 62 versus 66. So remember, we said she could, because he hadn't filed, get $300 per month until 66 and then switch to $400. But had he filed before she did, she would be forced to take $350 a month forever, essentially, without the step up at her full retirement age. That's the difference. So their plan, what they're trying to do, kind of does work. It would start at a lower amount and then go to a higher amount, but only because the husband had not yet filed.
Next week, we're going to give you the same example, but with a twist. What if the wife was eligible for a spousal benefit at age 62? Could she file for her own at 62 and then switch to the spousal? Next week, you're going to see that doesn't quite work. But anyways, that's what is new on Help With My Social Security this week. Hope you enjoyed listening, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.